JG 2.
Number 18A.
So we go on now to the science order, and we see on the model of being what we're studying. We're studying the science at Christian Science, at this, what we call the science order. And therefore, we're looking at this standpoint, of course, always from the higher standpoint of principle itself, on the level of science itself, on the level of divine science. That principle becomes a divine principle love, which on the level of absolute Christian Science becomes a principle of truth and love, which on the level of Christian Science becomes principle, operating principle, as soul and life, spirit and truth, mind and love. And we see with this principle, it hooks up again to the level of science itself. Really quite a powerful vertical, which I'd like to take at a summer school, maybe along with flow charting. I'm thinking maybe next year, if it turns out that way, of concentrating perhaps on the science level and the flow of this immaterial feedback principle of the science vertical. Very powerful, very, very powerful. But it's something that takes a summer school in itself to see the meaning of it. So we want to just catch the overall tonality of it and to see then that at this point here, it's an unusual structure, isn't it? It's called science order, but it's not the linear order, is it? It's much more a sense of structured order. And so therefore, how this came about, we're told, is that when John Dorley was looking at the word order of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love from the standpoint of principle, he saw when Mrs. Eddy said that the divine principle interprets the universe. Then he began to say, oh, if I look at the word order from the standpoint of principle, then I get a structure of that word order. I get the structure of soul and life. I get the structure of spirit and truth. I get the structure of mind and love. And therefore, he says, what it seems that I get then is, therefore, the science of the Word, the science of the Christ, and the science of Christianity, all within that realm of science, blending with science. So that we see becomes a sphere of understanding, really a transparent sphere when building on that standpoint. And we can see that I anticipate loving to take it as a subject alone in a summer school. It has such big, big value, and I think we could be ready for such a subject as early as next year, because having the backbone of the model of being as we have now, through some of us having worked through the laws of interdependence last year in class, or through Max's tapes of the 71, 72 tapes, and now having gone through the laws of the levels, which covers the 73 tapes, I think we can, in a subsequent summer school, understand the large implications of what this is as an immaterial feedback to the level of science itself. But as we look at it here, we see, as Dorley saw then, that principle is that omni-active principle. You can see why it hooks back to the level of science itself. That principle which is being its own infinite principle on the science itself. We're on divine science, that principle which is always operating its principle. Where principle, an idea is one, and this one is principle. And on the absolute Christian science, that principle is operating itself as a calculus of ideas. And now we see that principle is operating itself based on the self-interpretation of what principle, how principle is interpreting itself as a calculus of ideas, as the numerals of infinity, as a science of the calculus of ideas, as a science As a science of the numerals of infinity, as a science of the calculus of ideas, as a science of the fourth dimension of spirit, as a science of the omni-action of principle going on. So it really touches the pith of what science itself means, what that infinite principle means on every level of consciousness. So touching just the garment of such a subject, we see then that when we look at this order, we have it in the study aid on page 57 in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 columns. Under the law of, we could call it the science of structured understanding, or we could call it the science of spiritually structured understanding. And first of all, naturally, we look at the first column and always take the subjective view of the first column as it as it's revealed in subsequent columns. So let's take a look at the first column and see, well, this is giving us the science. Science is always the means or tools that are going on behind a spiritually structured understanding. So we say, what is going on? What are the means and tools of a spiritually structured scientific understanding? What's the law behind the means and tools of a spiritually structured science? Scientific understanding. Well, first of all, always the means and tools behind the science of a spiritually structured understanding are the tools. What are the tools or elements one works with in a scientific structure understanding are always the numerals of infinity. It's always the identities of being. It means that soul stands for the numerals or identities, and life for being. And that this is a science of the word, where the word brought to us those numerals of infinity, those identities of being in a step-by-step way. Here we see that these identities of being are at a standpoint of a statement, whereas they're ready for calculation. It's just saying that in being, there are identities of being that can be calculated with. Just like in arithmetic, we would say, well, we have the digits, and those digits, we count those digits. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and so forth. And those digits are ready for calculating. After we learn to count from a 1 to a 2 to a 3 to a 4 to a 5 to a 6 to a 7 to 8 to a 9 and so forth, once we learn to calculate with these digits, then those digits are there ready to calculate with, aren't they? Well, that's what this is. Once we've learned to identify with the ideas of mind and the ideas of spirit and the ideas of soul and the ideas of principle and the ideas of life, truth, and love, then those ideas become the numerals of infinity, don't they? They're ready to be reckoned with, calculated with. Of course, God does the calculating, but there's there. This is a science behind the principle doing the calculating. All right, and then it says at the next point, at the point of spirit and truth, it says then who and what does the calculating? Well, spirit is that infinite calculus of spirit. It gives us the rules of calculating, and therefore those numerals of infinity are now being calculated by spirit itself, certainly not by us. This isn't mentalism. This is spiritual mathematics, which is different than human mathematics, where we think the brain does the calculating. Here we see that spirit itself is that divine calculus, that divine computation that is going on. It gives us the science of spirit, which works according to its rules of calculating. Always taking those identity of being and calculating them for the fact of bringing out new forms. Truth. So spirit takes the identities of being and calculates them. Spirit bringing out new forms of truth. And therefore, when it brings out new forms of truth, where is that going on? Those new forms of truth are going on within the science of the fourth dimension of spirit, within the fourth dimension of mind in love. Really, that new idea, therefore, that is being brought out in the calculation exists as an idea in mind, as a complete structured pattern in mind. You could say as a matrix form, if you'd like, in mind. And love having its right place in the whole plan of love, in the whole goal causality of love. So that every calculation of spirit, which is bringing out a new form of truth, exists as an idea in mind and in the plan of love for which it was calculated for in the first place, that in that pre-established realm of truth and love. Because truth and love, absolute Christian science, maintains its tonality here. Therefore, in this fourth dimension, there is no limit to love. There is no limit to the perfectibility of the idea in the realm of mind. That idea, it has no limits to its perfectibility. And we say, therefore, that this whole calculation then has gone on the basis of principle. That principle was that omni-action, that movement that has that is behind, therefore, the whole numerals of infinity being calculated by spirit. The infinite calculus of spirit going on within the fourth dimension of love. Really quite a wonderful science of calculating. We see, therefore, behind this, as we come into the next column, the structure of scientific being, that is, as we'll see, how all calculations happen in being, where we have these unchanging identities of being which are constantly restructuring themselves, bringing out new forms in the plan of love. Just to show its impact on the human as we go along, I'll just to show you what it's driving at. It shows that even in the realm of mathematics, as I say, that those digits are ready for calculating, and all those simple digits and their rules of calculation bring forth all the calculations that go on in mathematics. Or if in music you have your basic notes and rules of calculation in music, it's all those notes according to their rules bring out all the music that has ever been written. Or in art, you have the basic principles and elements of art, which are always restructured anew, always calculated anew, bringing out all the art that has ever been done. Every subject just takes the basic elements, the basic few, or we can say the English alphabet, the letters in the alphabet in English, according to the rules of English, have just restructured to bring out all that has ever been written in the English language. All based on simple elements, identities of being within a subject, soul and life, which are always being restructured in a new way, spirit and truth, always bringing out new ideas, mind, and in the plan of whether it's music or art or anything. You see, this is a science of creativity that has its impact in the world in that way. And I think that helps you see what type of a subject we're dealing with here. So If sticking with then the subject, we take a look at column 2 and say, all right, that's what's happening in a spiritually scientific way, that those numerals of infinity are such that they are of a scientific being where they appear as unchanging identities. Do you hear soul? Of being life, huh? So those unchanging identities of being out from God, now we're taking the subject of God. Those unchanging identities of being are the numerals or ideas of the seven synonymous terms, aren't they? The numerals of infinity. And at the point of spirit and truth, those numerals of infinity are in a calculation. They're constantly being restructured. Their every idea reflects every other idea in being we see at the point of spirit, which we've seen in the Christianity order, always bringing out a new form in being. And therefore, with mind and love in the second column, we see therefore that new form is an idea which has its own perfection in the right place of the whole. And therefore it shows that all that is going on is the omni-action of principle. Now, naturally, that has a divine, that comes as an impact here on the second, on the third column. And therefore, this has an impact on what we would say a divinely scientific understanding. What kind of understanding does that bring? Well, it then brings really that soul of life, that being can be identified only through spiritual understanding. So you have, therefore, life, that being. How do we identify being? That being, life, can be identified soul only through a spiritual understanding, through spiritual sense, meaning we can only identify being correctly through an understanding of this calculus of ideas. That's the only way we can identify being correctly. That's the true divinely scientific understanding of being. We only can divinely understand being through identifying life, soul as life, through a spiritual understanding of this calculus of ideas, these numerals of infinities, these ideas. And therefore, that understanding, that identity of being only through these numerals of infinity, therefore at the point of the spirit and truth, are only seen then that these numerals of infinity become the truths in a fact-ordering activity. They see, therefore, that what we're dealing with as the numerals of infinity or the identities of being, which are the only way that we can identify being, is through the ordering facet of being, which is bringing out the facts of being. That's how we identify being, is through the ordering activity, spirit, that is bringing out the facts of being. That's the only way we can see and know what's going on, is by understanding these facts, which are ordered spirit in a calculus that are bringing out the true form of every situation. And then we say, well, then if we can only identify being through the ordering of facts that are bringing out the true form of every situation, then we say, what is the outcome? What is happening here? Then we say, well, then what we see in the fourth dimension of spirit is really, from the divinely scientific understanding, is that perfection only is operating according to a law. That we see that What is coming out is an idea that exists in mind and in the plan of love, and we see that every idea has its perfection in the right place, and that this perfection love is always operating according to the law of mind. And so everything that goes on, we don't see as a miracle, as it says, but we are identifying being not as a miracle, but operating according to the law of mind in the realm of the perfection of love. So we see then, if we just go back to make a flow back, we'll see that we see that everything that is going on in being is according to the law of mind operating in the perfection of love, and in there is where all the only calculus going on is the ordering activity of being, bringing out the facts of truth, and that's the only way we're going to identify being. You see? Or coming back with the flow in that third column, again, the only way we're going to identify being is through the ideas of being, which at the point of spirit and truth are being ordered, spirit bringing out new facts, truth, and those new facts are operating not as isolated facts, but they're operating as scientific facts according to the law of mind in the perfection of love. So it's not a miracle that is happening in being in order for us to identify being, but it's based on a law, huh? A law of mind, which is operating in the realm of love. All based on the omni action of principle, where principle shows us that it's operating through science, law, order, rules, system, bringing out the harmony of being. So it gives us that sense of how we identify being. Only through the ordering activity of spirit, bringing out the facts of being, which are according to laws that are operating in the perfection of love based on science. It's the only way we can know what is going on in reality. This order gives us the method of scientific understanding, you see? Do we see? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very ordered, isn't it? Okay. So then we say to ourselves, well, then what impact does this have in the world today on scientific understanding, on the human understanding of science? Well, we say it has quite an enormous impact, and we just see if we can't get a feeling of the impact. So we say, all right, then if we see that our basis is always to go out from the numerals of infinity, soul and life, which are the unchanging identities of being, and we can only identify being through these numerals of infinity, then that has its impact on the human insofar we say, oh, well, therefore, only if I understand, I can only understand spiritually on this structured spiritual understanding, and therefore, as we understand spiritually, or I'd like to say scientifically, according to the spiritually structured understanding, so are we. So we understand only if it's based on the spiritually structured understanding. So as we think, so to speak, because it's a human on a spiritually structured understanding, so are we. Because therefore our structure of consciousness determines our experience. That's what this is showing. Our structure of consciousness, which is based on a spiritually structured understanding, determines our experience. So it says then, as we come down, it says, well, we could go right across. What does that do to the unscientific method of working? will say, well, then that handles any unscientific method which wants to go out from mortal beliefs that produces mortal existence. Because what we see is the impact on the human as we understand in a spiritually scientific structured way. So we are, so we experience that spiritually structured understanding and consciousness. You know, today they, in the world, they already see that there is isomorphy between the structure of consciousness and the structure of reality. They're seeing this impact of the numerals of infinity and their calculation on human understanding and showing that there is agreement between the structure of reality and the structure of understanding. So we say yes, that there is agreement between the identities of being, and when we identify being only through these identities of being, then we have that spiritually structured understanding, which brings a spiritual structured experience. And this annihilates any belief within us that mortal beliefs produce a mortal existence, or that as we believe mortally, so we are. It gets rid of any sense that we go out from mortal beliefs as the basis of our understanding of the universe. It just drops any calculation or identities of calculation from the standpoint of mortal beliefs. That drops away as any premise for calculating. Okay, then we follow the column of spirit and truth through. And we see then that at the point of spirit and truth, we see well then that those numerals of infinity, those unchanging identities of being, at the point of spirit, are constantly being restructured, bringing out new forms of truth. So we see, therefore, that every idea is actually being restructured, bringing out a new form. And it's on that understanding, really, that we see, therefore, that spirit is constantly ordering all the facts in being, bringing out new forms. That's what our structured scientific understanding is based on, the fact that we understand that spirit is always ordering its facts, which are bringing out new forms. And what kind of impact does that have on human spiritually structured understanding? It shows that through the restructuring of facts, we make new discoveries. And that has its impact on the first degree, where we see, well, if we just do wild calculating humanly, calculating just according to a situation, how we think the situation should be calculated according to false beliefs, then the only thing it's going to bring forth are false conclusions. It gets rid of the human's desire to do all the calculating itself, which it shows all it does anyhow is end up in false conclusions, false combinations that don't have any purpose or plan behind them in the realm of God.